You have joined us for a very special edition of Get Him On Side. Why is it special? Because we're all in the same room.
Yeah.
It's a miracle. Joel Kane, Sean Ormerod, Dan Ganane, and I've already lost my head. My headset's just went behind me, so I can't hear
completely
anything.
Rattled. As soon as he saw me in this white linen shirt and he realised he was wearing the same thing, he just rattled. He's dropping.
Let's march on. I'll fix you up. Just keep marching on.
Thank you very much. It's unbelievable. I wear a white linen shirt once. This is the first. How many of these have we done this year? 15 or something?
Tipping yours is slightly more
and
expensive than mine.
Thank you, Joel. Yes. Thank you very much. And you turn up in this. I am rattled. Mm. I am rattled. But I think, can we just get straight to the point?
A bit of a stain on my
Joel's head. A bit cranky today. There's something.
Well, why wouldn't I be cranky? I turn up here. I was gone for 1 week. And I'm left out, clearly. Like, you blokes look like you've been to...
There's something Carlos. Going on. He was 5 minutes ago, he was sort of he was leaning back in his chair, the arms crossed, but there was a little smirk on his face. I don't know if he's angry.
I've turned up and bloody Carlos Sainz and Max Verstappen have just come back from Monaco. Where's your yachts, boys? You must have had a big win last week. Seriously. The white linen. I don't think I'd let a bloke in my punters club or punting group.
Here's the Joel rules.
If they had white linen,
you got to tick 30 boxes to be part of the Joel Kane group. You know, you got to sit in the front seat of an Uber. Otherwise, you're up yourself.
Oh, I agree with that.
Yeah, and if you're on a plane,
Uber,
yes.
No.
Yeah.
No,
this COVID rule of making people sit in the back seat has been a fill-up for wankers everywhere. Yeah. It gives them an out
to not
be a tosser.
Yep.
If there's no restrictions and you sit in the back seat of an Uber one out, you are a grade A wanker.
Okay, what about this? I am so sick and tired of the expectation that you're supposed to tip an Uber driver or they'll knock you around.
Oh, is that the go?
My rating has gone down. I'm in the 4.5.
But do they know, do they? How do they when they're selecting your rating?
I don't know.
I'm picking holes in that.
4.5.
You might be right. Yeah, 4.5 is particularly bad.
That's low.
And it went down to down to.
He's blaming the tipping. Hello.
4.71. What's your problem today, mate? What's your problem today?
No, let's go.
We've got him on a really good day. This is good.
Yeah.
I'm up and about.
All right. Lots of footy to talk about. I'll tell you what sucked. Our tipping again. Or did it? Mine did. Nah. How did you two go?
I think we were four for me and Sean, which I think that's a pretty good result last week. There was a couple of big upsets, one being a $1.12 shot that I might have just declared to get in your multis. We should try and get a grab of that because that's one for the Hall of Shame.
Roosters?
Yeah.
Wow.
But I know a lot of other very good judges who struggled. So four might not have been a not too bad of a score.
Okay, I'm going to stop. You've got to... Did you get some last night?
No, hell no.
Seriously, you've got a little cheeky, impish grin on your face. Hey, what is going on? You've got a surprise in store.
No,
you've got a bad poker face, Joel.
I wouldn't go as far as last night. I think it's much.
What's the story morning?
We're 10 to 11 in the morning here.
No, you could not be further from the truth. Maybe that's the problem. Maybe that's the issue.
Well, how'd you go with your tips last week?
I think was I on the Burton Express again?
You might. Well,
the left centre.
What week aren't you on?
The left centre position for Penrith is an absolute fill-up. Whether it was Crichton last year or Matty Burton, it is just a gift that keeps on giving.
I'm sure we're going to touch on it pretty soon, talking about Origin. But does he get a start?
Well, boys, I did say at the start of the year he would be in the mix. You scoffed at me last year. I said within 12 months.
Don't touch me.
The number 9, Reid Marnie, would be in the mix. You scoffed at me.
No, whoa. I scoffed at you last year for last year's team.
Yeah.
He made the squad, but he wasn't in the team.
Well, he's in the mix.
I wasn't talking about 2021.
He's in the mix.
You were talking about a rookie.
If you get in the squad, you're in the mix, are you?
Something's definitely
wrong. Nah, there's something wrong with you.
Plenty wrong with me.
What? Are we going to do Origin teams, are we? Are we going to do Origin? Everyone does Origin teams.
I just saw
it on the WhatsApp chat that we've got to do our own Origin.
I think we do
teams.
It. We do it offline, but we present our case for the team. So we're the committee.
Yeah.
We'll select, because otherwise it's a 2-hour show.
Okay, well, let's just talk about the bullet points. Where's Tommy Turbo playing?
Centres.
Centres.
Yes. Well, hang on. No, no wing, because he's excelled there before, and your centres I think are going to be Latrell and, well, the back page of the paper might be a giveaway. The Whiten might be the number 6. I think I would have thought Whiten in the centres, but...
Whiten's got 14 written all over him, hasn't he?
Not when Papp's running around.
No, it won't be Papenhuyzen.
Well,
firstly, he's not available. I don't think he was going to be there anyway. I think they were looking more at a Luai as a possible 14 rather than a Papenhuyzen.
Concussions ruled him out.
Yeah, he won't be there, perhaps.
He's not even on the list of any time try scorers for Sportsbet.
Oh, there you go, yeah.
By the way, Daniel Tupou is I'm on the Kane train. He's a certainty to play, and he's $3.75. You brought this up a couple of weeks ago. I just want to reiterate. Get on now, because when the teams are picked, he's going to go down to $2.
Left winger. Left winger. The Fox went the other side last year.
Yeah. Oh, so it's yeah. So Tupou and yes. Yeah, so oh, so I've see. This is why we can't do Origin teams, because I end up contradicting myself. No, Turbo goes into the centres with Latrell.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm not. Yeah, Latrell's got to come up with a big game for
him. Yeah, it's no tap in.
And
he'll come up with a big game this week.
I wouldn't write off. I wouldn't write off Whiten and Turbo in the centres.
Yeah,
and, going with four forwards.
Fair enough.
You've still got the versatility to... It's not a tap-in.
We are getting sidetracked here. So, Cody Walker retains six? Or are you going there?
Can I throw on a Smokey too, if he has a blinder? Left edge back rower. Right, Crichton's gone. Mm-hmm. We are scrambling for a left edge back rower.
Oh, yeah.
If Tarek Sims kills the Tigers...
I think Brad likes Tarek Sims.
Mm. Is he a little Smokey?
I actually thought he was an actual contender for the bench.
Yeah.
Genuinely. What's he going to do? Move Isaiah Yeo?
I'd play Yeo in the back row.
Yeah.
I'd put Jake Turbo...
I'm not having Tarek in there, I don't think.
You think so?
There's plenty of better options.
So you move Isaiah left edge, and then maybe have, I don't know.
Although they've got some
headaches. We're bored the audience. $1.57 New South Wales is ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
Queensland $2.40. Venue to be determined. Sean's bloody state stuffed up again. Okay, so, we think it's the MCG. It probably will be the MCG.
When do they have to make a call on that, though? It's going to have to be
this
week.
I think as we're recording is
today
be,
potentially.
The very idea. Oh, okay. Really, that early?
An update or an announcement today.
Well, okay. Where would you want to see Origin if it's not in Melbourne? The hit list: Canberra, Adelaide, Perth.
Canberra?
No.
I'd look at Townsville. My first thought was Auckland, but the times don't work. Because
you can't play Origin in Canberra.
You can't play New Zealand at this time. If the Warriors can't play New Zealand, we're not playing there.
No, well, the Warriors actually could, I think. I think it was more of a logistical thing. Look at Wellington, Phoenix are playing there now. So I think you could, but the time zone, you couldn't start again 10 p.m. there. So forget Auckland. I'd go to Townsville because Queensland's got game three, which is a possible dead rubber. So I'd have no problem giving Queensland the opening game. Adelaide or Perth, are you going to really try and sell a game to them? Perth, we have defecated on with our lack of interest in them as a 17th or 18th team. Yeah. I think it would be quite insulting.
Agree.
Okay.
It can't be Canberra. Get your suspicions down. Suspicious minds. Where's Elvis when you need him?
Okay.
Good song.
Canberra.
Caught in a trap.
Canberra Raiders. What the hell's going on?
Oh,
has the unravelling? Is it now? It's over.
It's official. It's over. It's a complete.
Did we all
unravel?
Have the Raiders in the top eight this year?
The Raiders winning the comp. Raiders winning the comp.
Talk about me not being able to pick the Raiders. How wrong have I got them the last few years?
When you zig
three years ago, I had them for the spoon. Almost won the comp. Probably should have won the comp.
As we sit here, boys, we have no idea how this all plays out. How does the domino start to fall for Canberra?
I would have thought. You mean for the rest of the season or for seasons
beyond? So is there anything in this, if he goes back to Wigan, do we see Hastings come to the Tigers?
Do you read anything into this? Do you read anything into this? So George Williams puts up the defence.
Yeah.
I haven't even signed a release form. Canberra have booted me out the door. And all the players, all the gun Canberra, a lot of the gun like. Now, do you put any credence in that? Because if you want to read into that, you would go, well, this team is now just about, this is completely unravelled, and they're finished, and now you got to look at the coach, now you got to look at who else is going to get off the ship. I'm not so sure.
You don't have to side with people. So you can love George Williams and love the club. You can love both. Mm. It is strange, but I don't have any reason not to believe what George posted. Do you? Like, I don't have any reason.
Could both sides actually be right? I think both sides, there's an element of truth in both here. In that everything Canberra said, and here's the thing, George mightn't have asked, but what did the manager ask for? And that's always the get out. And I'm not saying George has used the get out get out of jail free card here.
To be fair to the Raiders, so he's said that we know he wants a release. He's saying it was the end of the year. That's fine. But then he said he's not fit or in a mental state, which we fully respect.
Yep.
That's a no-go zone.
Yep,
so
no complete. Whatever. Yep.
But if he's unavailable to play, then maybe they have done the right thing and just said, all right, well, let's just cut ties now. That's probably in the best interest long-term for both parties that we just split now.
Yeah, but they can still make the finals.
Well, yeah, but can I just ask a question, right? Why did the media know about how this all happened?
Oh, because...
No, but honestly, like... Would this have happened at the Roosters? Would this have come out and said, oh, it was all done by text? Like, why does this... That to me is... Like, why is that coming out?
Well, why did all the Cronulla stuff come out? It's because...
Same reason.
Because people want... Firstly, people don't like being criticised.
Yeah.
So they want to make sure that they get their side of the story out with their little media contacts. Get out there first.
That's my point.
Right. Well, that is the way the game works. It's not a nice game. It's not a nice game, but that is the way the game works.
It doesn't work like that at the Roosters, does it?
It hasn't
and
for
the
a
Melbourne
long time.
Storm, but that sort of stuff doesn't come out like that.
No, but that's what makes me think that are the players off the coach or off management because stories like that clearly have been planted.
Mm.
So I think it's a watch this
and
space.
And his post was getting a lot of love, the like button, from some current Raiders players as well.
Thanks for listening. We just opened the topic with that.
Oh, sorry, guys.
Well, where were you?
Looking at Dan's white shirt.
About me. I reckon you need to turn your attention to this bloke.
Did you say that?
Yes, he did say that.
I thought Sean would come in with the smile on his face he can't get rid of. I thought it'd be him today.
Yeah.
Because Chad Townsend finally got the bullet. Now, in one of his most hated lists. You have gunned for him, right? Like you ended Kerrod Holland's career, other sort of players that you
it
have.
It wasn't hard.
Hey?
It wasn't hard, to be fair.
Oh, again, do you have to put dirt on his grave?
Is it the first in rugby league history where somebody wins a match and gets sacked?
Yeah, that's a first, isn't it?
Yeah. But he didn't have a great game.
No.
He didn't have a great game.
No, but honestly, with all respect to Chad, this was due a month ago.
Mm.
Like, just get on with it, don't you reckon?
Yeah, yeah. So when does he go north, do you think?
Well, as I said about 6 weeks ago, get up there, push Clifford to the Knights, which now Green's gone. This has just got to happen. Sharky saves some money.
Yes.
What are we all waiting for?
Yeah.
Well, the Cowboys are still in the mix. Yeah, why do they want to mess their ecosystem up?
What do you mean, why do they want to mess it up? They didn't want to sign Jake Clifford. They've thrown massive buckets of money at Chad Townsend.
Okay.
Clearly in their heads, they believe he's a far better player than Clifford. So if they're still in the mix, even more reason why they'd want him up there.
Did you enjoy mightn't be the right word, but how captivating was that Roosters-Brisbane game?
Yeah.
A, because Brisbane did well done to the Broncos, but to watch Victor Radley lose his head like that.
Outstanding.
I thought your best friend, Trent Robinson, actually erred. One of the few errors he's made. He should have yanked him.
Yeah, I think so in hindsight, and he probably would have done that. But in saying that, he's clearly on board this head-high thing. And the way that you're hearing Victor talk about it, he's got to change his, you know.
Well, did you hear him last night? No, he's not going to.
Oh, right.
He's basically doubled down and said, this is who I am.
The irony was, we haven't seen a performance this year that has been more Origin-like than what Victor Radley did, which has ironically ruled him out of Origin.
Yeah. Are you a little bit scared about what's going to happen in a couple of weeks?
I've asked Jake Trbojevic about this yesterday. I love the sin bin rule, right? But I don't believe the sin bin and the set restart. I think the set restart's got to go. As I keep saying, that we've lived on the same field for many, many years. We're fitter, faster, stronger to cover that same area. So I would love to see a competition 12-on-12, but you can't do that with set restarts. The set restarts have got to go. Instead of doing set restarts, 60% of set restarts tackle one or two. If I'm seeing a team doing it, I'm going to the captain and saying, mate, you guys are milking it 1-on-2, slowing it down. We're going to use the bin. So scrap, just go all in on the bin, right? It's great theatre, by the way. It is great theatre.
Yeah, it is. It's
go all in on the bin. And the only reason why it's such a hefty price is because it's on the back of the dominance of field position and momentum, etc. Get rid of the set restarts. Let's go all in on the sin bins. Maybe we've got to go 5 minutes.
Well, PVL, you wouldn't put it past him to make it. I'm fascinated by how Origin is going to play out because I think that's the game one is one of the biggest nights for rugby league in a long, long time. Because if we go down this path of maximum sin bins, it's a faster game. Okay. It's going to be more fatigue. We could have a 10-on-10.
Easy.
Seriously. Yeah, I mean, and you're going to do it in Melbourne. You're going to do it in front of a neutral. You know, we're trying to sell the game to people. We're going to have 10.
They won't know what's going on down there.
The
when
game
there's
could
eight,
be,
when there's 8v8 running around.
52 versus.
Bells ring in. And
the final score, 52-38 or
just
something.
Just on that, right? And this is probably being a little bit demeaning towards the Bulldogs, but it's also showing the respect of Penrith. How many if it was 12-on-13 for the entire game, would you still back Penrith?
Absolutely.
If it was 11-on-13?
No, not for an entire game. Not for an entire game. I wouldn't back them.
But at 12, you would?
How much start you give me?
No, it's like it's just head to head. What about the other one? What I said? If you had a State of Origin try series, Queensland, New South Wales, excluding the Penrith players, Panthers were thrown in it, I reckon they'd win that series.
Oh, but see, why do you have to go too far?
What do you think?
That's one of the dumbest comments you've ever made.
You don't think they would?
Win a try series of New South Wales, Queensland? Oh, you are a fool.
You're underestimating the power of a team. Have you seen?
They're
actually
a gun team, but
Have you seen the documentary? Well, it's a documentary, I suppose, a bit of a TV series. It's just on YouTube. Preparing Panthers.
No.
Nobody has seen it.
No, I haven't heard of it.
How have we never seen it? My son's watching this. What's this, mate? He goes, preparing Panthers. So it's like a unbelievable to the Panthers.
Okay.
It goes behind the scenes and
they've got it all documented.
It's a dead set documentary, which nobody's heard about.
New South Wales Cup, Penrith v Bulldogs this week. No, that's a genuine question.
What's that?
Well,
they're undefeated.
What start are they given Bulldogs?
Yeah, very good question. Very good question. Carlos Sainz and
Mate, you insulted Brisbane last week.
Oh, yeah.
And they came back to bite you on the backside. Let's do Bambi, shall we? I'm going to let you down here, gents. I don't really have one. Although, can I just say this? Brooks Koepka, who I've talked about a lot on this because he's been very profitable for me, stop being a child. I don't like Bryson DeChambeau either, but you are a child, mate.
Did Bryson say something on the way past, or is it just the way he was walking?
No, it's just the way he was walking. But at the start of that interview, before Bryson was even in the picture, Brooks had his eyes rolled up.
Yeah. Yep.
Like, I don't want to be here.
Yep.
Anyway, so I come on. Anyway, go
now
on.
Now he's fired up when he does it.
he does a little paper shake. Yeah.
Have you got one?
Might have a couple.
Yeah, good. Well, it's your time to shine today.
You almost touched on it before. I didn't chime in because we need the intro. How was Victor Radley made? How has he become the victim in all of this with his big suspension? And he came out last night and he said, I've been taught by two of the best coaches. My attacking technique is not going to change. How dare the NRL come out and change the rules on him almost?
Yeah.
Well, Victor, he said he's not going to change his technique. You have to change your technique. That's what you have to do.
Yeah.
It's not about the rules reverting and the rules changing for you, mate. I'm sorry. But the two tackles were head high. They were sin bins. And he got the punishment that he deserved. And he's somehow been made the victim.
15 years ago, Craig Smith.
Yes.
He was railroaded out of the game. Not as good a player as Victor. Very good player. A front row for Newcastle, for St. George Illawarra, lifting his leg into. He wouldn't change his technique. And the suspensions kept getting bigger. So I would use that as a template for Victor that he's just got to.
And Gus came out and said it as well. Like where the game's told him there's not a place for him anymore. Come on, just go a bit lower in the tackle. Everything's going to be okay. You can still hit hard.
The Gus PVL thing is interesting. I know that's a bit of gossip, but I always assumed that PVL used Gus as his soundboard before making big changes. Six again, I think, was one of them. Gus is clearly not on side with this.
Wow.
So it's interesting.
Well, Brownie's comments around the horseman.
Yeah,
did you hear Brownie's comments?
No, what was this?
Oh, the horseman's changed all the rules.
Oh.
And you'd have to think that, you know.
Who said that? Nathan Brown?
Yeah, didn't you see that? Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Honeymoon long over. Anyway.
Interesting. I haven't. You got any other ones?
One more.
Okay, here you go.
Terrible week for rugby league. Very sad weekend last week. We lost Bozo.
Yep.
Changed the game. True legend of the game. Everyone knows that.
Yep.
Not going near that, obviously, because that's out of bounds. But state funerals these days and the outrage when someone doesn't get a state funeral awarded to them. The government's almost bullied by people in the media, and they have to backflip because they panic. They think they've been they've done something wrong. What is a state funeral, and who does deserve them or get them? Seems to me they just make it up on the spot. There's outrage at someone.
It's a really hard one, isn't it? Because I sort of feel like clearly in the case of Bozo and Tommy, it's they're going to be massive funerals.
It's a status thing, isn't it?
But I mean,
but what are they?
Do we
no
actually,
one knows what they are.
If we just have the funeral.
There's a lot of pomp and ceremony. It's paid for by the state government.
It's paid for by the state government.
I think so.
Okay, well, that makes a big difference. That makes a big difference. I was going to say, if you just have a huge funeral, then people are going to fill it out anyway, like they would for Tommy and Bozo, etc. But then if the state's paying for it, well...
Yeah,
that's a lot of money for these.
But isn't it all about why we fight for people to have state funerals? It's a status thing. Mm. This person deserves. I mean, the person's dead, so it doesn't really matter to them. But it is about status, and we want to send this person out, with the highest status possible.
Mm. Tricky who you have and who you don't have. But clearly, I mean, Bozo, not many times you have a great of the game as a player and a great of the game as a coach.
Sure.
So RIP.
I like Paul Kent's comment.
Yep.
If Bozo didn't get a state funeral, then no one deserves
that's
a state.
Right.
Right,
yeah,
very fair. I cop that. But do any sporting people deserve a state funeral?
Well, that's
a bit like, do any sporting people deserve to be Australian of the Year?
It's more it's just the bullying behind it. People come out. He deserves this. They deserve that. Well, just let
well,
the
people
government...
fight for their mates in there. That's fine.
Okay, I've got a bit of a lighter one, boys. So I didn't have a Bambi, and I've gone to the bathroom, and we're in a giant building complex here, so there's the cleaner downstairs, and I'm very, very grateful for the cleaners and who give us the opportunity to live in clean surrounds, right?
So Jesus, they get paid, Joel.
Yes, that's okay. That's okay. You're allowed to still appreciate people.
Okay.
So I go into the bathroom.
Let's light a candle for the cleaners.
And I'm not standing up in the bathroom, so clearly, like the number of this camera, number two.
Too much.
That's what's going on, right? So I'm sitting down there minding my own business, and it's just me in there. There's probably about three or four stalls, right? There's me in there, and there's a cleaner, and that is it. And the cleaner, right, is mopping. So I'm sitting down there with the door closed and locked as you would be. And next thing you know, the mop head is coming through underneath the door and basically hitting me on the feet where I'm sitting down. And I'm like, mate, like, I didn't say anything.
Oh, well, that's on you.
No, but I'm like,
isn't it?
You've got four other stores you can go to.
Hey!
And he's getting in there with his mop right underneath the bloody...
Oh, that's putrid.
...the stall.
Ugh.
I'm like, what's Pepe Le Pewing?
Hey!
That's right.
Why wouldn't you just...
Hey! Well, I don't need to act because he knows I'm in there. He's feeling my feet when he prods it with his mopping.
We need the George Costanza Yankee Stadium.
Yeah.
We need the doors all the way down
to the floor. He's pushing the envelope.
He's
saying, how far can I go with this guy?
But on what earth, when there's four stalls there, is it a good idea to get the mop down there and shove it into the person who's sitting there?
That's good from the cleaner.
Okay, there's our Bambi for the week. We'll get on to some betting. After, who's it going to be? Gary Flynn or Fabian Frothy?
I'll take
Fabian.
It's always Fabian.
Fabian,
I think.
Yeah,
he leads the charge.
Okay, enjoy the flamboyance of Fabian.
Fabian Frothy's final routine in the Rhythmic Spillnastics. Hope you're thirsty, Australia. Change from four drinks, don't see that often. Taking credit for his round now. Lovely pint pirouette, especially on this sticky floor. Into his trademark schooner shuffle. Extra hops. Now serve it up, son. Yes! All thrill and no spiller. Another make it look easy moment from Sportsbet.
Now, do you read anything into this? So George Williams puts up the defence.
Yeah.
I haven't even signed a release form. Canberra have booted me out the door. And all the players, all the gun Canberra,
Like.
Now, do you put any credence in that? Because if you want to read into that, you would go, well, this team is now just about, this is completely unraveled. Yeah.
Well, so, back on, are we?
Yeah.
I can't remember any of that.
Yeah.
What were you looking at? You were kind of looking down at the table.
Just gormless look on my face. I wonder what I was thinking. Yeah.
Good word, gormless.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry.
Are you actually here now?
I feel terrible.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well done. They're producers there. That'd be
well done. On the run.
I thought there was something else coming there. I thought, Sugar's a little smug. I thought he had something teed up.
No,
there's something coming.
There's nothing coming.
All right. Is the comp... I think it's obvious it's a two-horse race, isn't it? Penrith and Melbourne, $2.70. Are either of these teams value? $2.75, $3.75. So I can't touch Penrith at that price, but yet I'm certainly going to be in the grand final. So $2.75 in a grand final is a hell of a price.
I never would have thought that a team could be that short, knowing they have to win three games. Granted, they're going to get the double chance, but they still have to win three games. But they're going off, what were they last week against South? 10.5-point favourites. That's the biggest price they're probably going to be until they get to a grand final. And if it's not the Storm, yeah, then we're looking at that sort of range again. So maybe it is a bit of value there.
Would you rather be on Melbourne or Penrith at those prices, Joel?
After I watch this documentary, Penrith. No, honestly, you have to watch it.
What's the documentary worth? It's called
Everyone Looks Good in a Documentary. Titans bloody look good in that documentary.
But not like you see the... Honestly, don't judge it until you see it.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
Preparing Panthers. When you see that...
When was it, mate?
Everyone's got to have a documentary.
Throughout last year, I only just saw it this morning. Preparing Panthers. If you see that, you'll want to be on
it. You live a very strange life. I mean, here's Sean and I thinking you got a bit of love this morning. And you've got the big smile on your face because you're watching a Penrith Panthers documentary. What is it? Panthers.
They've totally turned me around. This time last year, I was potting them. But I've completely changed on them. Ivan's doing great things out there.
Mm. They're still lose.
Yeah. But also, they show you some of the wrestling stuff and how invested they are in the wrestling. And you're thinking, well, that's probably why. If there was a big WrestleMania, Penrith would win it. I'm not talking the WrestleMania that, you know, people would be critical of the Melbourne Storm back in the day on the ground. They're legitimately up there learning how to pull levers and, mate, they're going to be hard to beat.
Have you got the market up of whether they can go undefeated?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
$8.
That's a bit short. But I'm looking here. Really, there's like three games where you'd go, okay, or four games where there's danger. Roosters in round 15, but that's middle of origin, so you sort of, that's a toss-up. Parramatta, pre-origin, that could be a... We've scheduled Penrith versus Parramatta pre-origin. Are you kidding, NRL? Are you seriously kidding? Round 16, the game of the year, Penrith-Parramatta, and you've scheduled it on a Friday night. Fair God, we do some dumb things in our game. Round 20, Penrith, Melbourne and Amy Park. I'm sick of this. Move subjects. Mood topics.
You start doing that, I'm going to start talking about 2 points for a bye coming up. 2 points for a bye is coming up. I'll give you 12 months to think about this.
I'll walk out the door. Walk out the door.
Because you haven't got a reason, have you?
Hey?
You haven't got a reason.
I'm with you, but I'm saying there's 650 other things to get involved with. But this is about
okay, right,
Joel proving how cerebral he is.
Cerebral.
Let's get to some games, shall we?
Yes.
Or do you want to go somewhere else?
Okay. Let's do it.
Brisbane, Melbourne starts us off. Brisbane coming off, they're on a one-game winning streak, $6.50, $1.12.
Oh.
Game at Suncorp. This is Melbourne's second home ground, really.
It's my lucky price.
That's his lucky
price. $1.12. That start, 20.5, and not even close to the biggest start of the weekend. Melbourne bring back Jerome Hughes. And weren't they incredible last week?
Oh.
A dead set New South Wales Cup outfit, and it still beat Canberra 34-10. You know their record against Brisbane. You know their record in Queensland. It's 21 in a row, is it, at home? Or 21 in a row in Queensland, I think it is. What about that last stat on the screen for those watching KO? If they maintain that average, there's only one other team with the bigger average, and that was the Eastern Suburbs Roosters of Dave Brown's ilk in 1935 when they thumped Canterbury 91-6 or 87-7 and beat University by a similar score the next week. So, I mean, we are into rarefied air. And 40 points a game over the last 8 weeks. So, Sean Ormerod, you kick us off.
Just on there, that 8-game huge margin winning streak, you can actually back when that streak comes to an end. When do they not win by 13 plus?
Oh,
eight games in a row?
Since they lost to Penrith way back when, they won every game 13 plus. And not just 13 plus, I think, what was the margin there?
Well, 40-11 is their average.
29 points.
40-11 is their average. So,
my God.
Let's see. Brisbane, Gold Coast at Amy, Warriors at Gosford, Tigers at Amy, Roosters pre-origin again. The weekend before Origin. Hang on. Oh, no. No. You know what? I have to take all that back. have to check my dates. I think that might be before the Sun. No, it's a bye weekend anyway. Anyway, I might have that wrong. I might have that completely wrong, and I might owe a lot of people apologies.
That's okay.
But it could be a while before they lose. Before could they be. Don't win 13 plus.
Yeah, anyway, you can find that on the Sportsbet app under Rugby League Extra Markets. Where were we? This game. Hard to go past who they're still without the Storm. And we know the Broncos, as bad as they are, they do give a lot of effort. And we said that probably at the start of the year. That's one thing Kevy's good at, is probably getting the troops up and getting effort out of them. It doesn't win you a lot of games, but it can keep you in them. And they were really good last week in Sydney. And they're a different team when they are at home. With all those outs for Storm, if you throw Munster, Pappenhausen, Grant and Kenny Bromwich back in, what is the line?
Mm.
You know, I'm trying to find some sort of angle there. And at 20 and a half, well, they were 10 points down last week against Canberra. And then,
They love Suncorp, don't they?
He's going to go against Melbourne.
Yeah.
I can't believe it.
He's used the same speech last week against Canberra.
Have you two changed
your... What would it be at the line? Yeah. You said the same thing, didn't you?
I did, yeah.
Tweaked your system? You keep saying you've got to tweak your system.
Yeah, I've had to. Because certainly wasn't working at the start of the year. However, I'm going to fall into another plus here, and that hasn't been the way this year. But when it is so big, I'm okay with it. But it's hard to see. When you chuck those three or four players back in, I don't think it gets to the Penrith number, what it is this week against the Bulldogs, which is probably where it should be. But they're three absolute gun players. 20 and a half, it's just big enough at home to get me interested.
I'm with the big fella here.
Oh, my God, you two are nuts. Last games against Melbourne and Brisbane, 40-6, 46-8, 40-4.
It's a different Melbourne team.
I understand it's a different Melbourne team. We'll look at the different Melbourne team last week in Canberra.
Then what line gets you tipping Brisbane?
24 and a half.
Okay.
So it's not a try-off. Yes, hey?
A try-off.
Yeah. Here's my point. We have no evidence that the Broncos can do what they did 2 weeks in a row. Yeah. None. We have no evidence that Albert Kelly and Anthony Milford will work together. We have no evidence that Albert Kelly can play two good games in a row. He was great last week. That early kick out on the full, I thought, curtains for Albert. He was superb. Reece Kennedy is a starting front rower up against Bromwich and Welsh, unproven. Keenan Palacia. Seems like a good young player, but that's a big position to be, starting second row. No, I'm sorry. And the thing is, Melbourne, it could be pretty competitive. As we saw last week, it could be competitive for 65 minutes, but Melbourne find a way to score tries.
And the one thing with Melbourne is they're so disciplined that they're probably the least unlikely team to have someone sim in. They're probably going to learn faster than anyone else, where the Broncos, I'm not so sure, when you've got Pangai Jr. running around and he's likely to spend some time on the field. So, no doubt, probably needs a bit of luck. But at home, with those names out, 20 and a half, just got to lean that way.
I reckon, I don't know if I mentioned this last week, that all games up into last week, 67% had favourites had covered the line.
Yeah.
That's massive.
That number keeps going up. Because the last time you brought that stat up, it was 65.
No, but it's come down this week because five outsiders
last week
with the start.
Okay.
Yeah, so that would have been one of the rare weeks where those who liked the start, the favourite backers, got beaten.
Yeah.
Just after I said the plus was dead.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it had to be adjusted. It's clearly, looking at some of these numbers,
they have been adjusted.
It has been adjusted. Yeah. All right, so Brisbane,
Melbourne.
Melbourne. Okay, we go to Friday night football. This is the hardest game of the week to tip, isn't it? Cowboys versus Warriors. It's in Townsville where the Cowboys are starting to actually put together some games and some wins, although they're not exactly beating the class of the competition, but they have won five of their last seven. So winning form is good form, I suppose. But the Warriors remain favourites. Reece Walsh at one, RTS at five, Nikorima and Harris DeVita remain the halves. Cowboys, the hammer comes back at number four. No Tamalolo.
Massive.
He and his puppy will be watching this game on TV. I love that he had his dog out on the field.
Yeah.
I mean, I would have loved it if the dog did a Graham Kennedy show unleashed on the arena. But a beautiful dog, and clearly in true Labrador style, doesn't know when it's full. Mm. There's a bit of undercarriage there. But you know what? It's a dog's life. The dog should be a bit heavy. Yeah. I can just imagine
Taumalolo, you know, a bit of KFC when he's having one of his off days.
Big food bill.
And just you know, leaving some of the skins on the floor. Yeah, oh, I'd love to be there. That dog would have the greatest life.
Wouldn't it?
Townsville, never get cold. Oh, what a life for that dog. Anyway, in saying that, the Warriors are giving 1.5 point start here. Joel, you kick us off with this one.
I have to take the Cowboys. I love what Todd Payton's doing. I knew he'd get there. He's a very, very good coach, Toddy Payton. Taking on the Old Firm, by the way, which they lost to earlier in the year.
Yes.
That's a Bambi in itself. How we've got teams playing them, a team for the second time already, it's ridiculous. Surely there's a way we could just play everyone once and then you meet them later on. But anyway.
Conference system.
Yes. five.
I'll walk five out. Games. I'll walk out of here.
I'll walk out. Woo! 160 points the Warriors have conceded in five rounds. We know they are not good favourites. If they're ever favourites, you've got to swim against the tide and go the other way. Cowboys, for me, who have won their last four at home.
I think this might have a little bit of... was it Sir Alex Ferguson that said, we're just going to score more goals than you? It doesn't matter how many you score, we're going to score more. This certainly fits the bill for this game.
I don't think Sir Alex Ferguson wants to be associated at all with this game. In one or one, please.
I'm sure he's a big rugby league fan, Alex.
You know, I think he actually might be. No, it was Giggs, right?
Giggsy is mad for it. He'll be watching, Giggsy. Not a great bloke, Ron Giggs, anyway.
You just said hello, thanks for watching, and then you potted him.
Roger on the wing, I had my doubts about how that was going to play out. I thought he probably had to get more involved, and I thought they might even play him at that roving 13, but he had that left edge of West last week just in all sorts. So he can play anywhere, it doesn't matter. He's a weapon. I just think Warriors have got too many points in them. They're just going to score more than the Cowboys without JT there. I think probably 13 plus might be my number.
Brownie likes to get clever, right? He likes to get clever. Challenge Cup final, wanted to spread it off the kickoff. But he come out after this game. It was the best player on the field was Reece Walsh. The second best player was Roger Tuivasa-Sheck. Daylight, then Torhu Harris. Brownie come out and said, Torhu Harris, he was the best player on the field. He was not the best player on the field, Brownie. Maybe he's just trying to water down Reece Walsh.
You've always been a Brown denier.
Reece Walsh had a game to remember. Reece Walsh was outstanding. He was easily the best player on the field. Did you see the game, Dan?
No.
You didn't see the game?
Who did they play?
Tigers. Reece Walsh.
When was it?
I was on the early Friday game.
Because I'm getting ready for the later game, I'm sort of watching it, but not
Mate,
really.
He had a game to just remember. It was an unbelievable game.
Really?
Oh, unbelievable game.
Okay. All right.
Do you like Reece Walsh?
I'm gonna have to tip the Warriors. I had Cowboys circled, but I just think the Warriors are better. And they've won four of the last five against North Queensland. I'm a skeptic of the hammer in the centres. And Cohen Hess at number 30. Yeah, give me the Warriors.
Okay.
But lack of confidence there. We go to the Friday night game. West Tigers and George Illawarra. This is, a rematch for you, Joel, from a few weeks ago, round 8. What are we in round 12? So four weeks ago. Tigers beat the Dragons 16-8 Wollongong. How things have changed. That was Zach Sini.
Yep.
He's nowhere to be seen. Now, James Roberts is named on the wing. I can't imagine he's going to play there, Joel.
Could do. Yeah,
really?
Yeah, I don't hate that.
Tommy Talau in the centres.
Same rule applies. I love my Tigers. Same rule applies to what we saw with the Warriors. $1.50. You should never allow to be back to the Tigers at $1.50. Do we agree with that? This game, honestly, in the absolute fair dinkum stakes, it is a flip of the coin.
Well, you just set this up. $1.50 to $1.60 for people that don't get the graphics. 5.5 is a lot
of
stuff.
It's a flip of the coin.
I agree. That Tigers price is so poisonous.
Poisonous.
You could get
good
really
word.
Hurt
good
from
word.
From backing that. I couldn't get anywhere near that, even with all the outs that Dragons have. And last week, they probably should have won against the Sharks, and it played out exactly how we thought. Don't know how they can score. Hook's defensive... methods are pretty good. I think they'll turn this one into a real bit of a shit fight. That's the only way they can win. I agree. This is probably pick him at best.
Well, I thought last week, what start were they getting the Dragons versus the Sharks?
It went off 8.5.
That was ridiculous. It was so ridiculous. And this is the same thing.
Yeah. Braden Williami back for the Dragons on the wing. Jared Beal had retired at the start, at the end of last year.
I don't love that.
Hey?
I don't love
that. Yeah, that's what I'm Jared saying. Beale's I'm saying it's, around, you, but... you're not without risk here. Tarek Sims at 12. I think I've got to take the Dragons on principle here with the start. 5.5 their way. Where's the game at? Bank West. And Sean's best bet coming up later.
Let me ask you this.
I actually had the same thing written down, so we'll get to that a little later.
If the
later.
Dragons had 2.5, who would you take?
No, I think I'd take Tigers.
Would you? I'd take Dragons still.
I think I'm still taking
Dragons. Yeah, it's way off the mark, that one.
Whoever's black odds.
Yep.
I'm with you. I can't trust the Tigers to cover, even though it's 6, one converted try. What's the difference? Oh, I can't trust them. Right, this is the game we all want to talk about. The biggest start in the history of sports bet, I'm guessing. This should be the biggest start since I started taking lines back in biblical times. Penrith versus Canterbury. See,
my God,
Moses didn't give up this many points against the Red Sea. 35 wow. and a half wow. and only going up.
Wow.
It was, I looked at it on Sunday night. It was in the high 20s, wasn't it? Maybe got to 30 and a half.
It was 31 and a half Monday.
Yeah. I can't believe it's even that high. The game is at Penrith. Penrith beat Canterbury in diabolical conditions in round 2, 28-0. They beat them last year in the Sun, 42-0. This is simply a principal bet, isn't it?
Show me the extended bench. Is there any reason why all four of those wouldn't play?
Who are you talking about?
Like, isn't this the game? It's such a long comp. Is there
any... Oh, I see. Mitch Kenny, Rob Jennings, Lindsay Smith,
Isaac
Toga.
Is there any reason why all four wouldn't play this game?
And yeah, this is the let's rest a few blokes game.
But if would you do that?
Sure. Well, Penrith are in the position, even if you don't want to be seen to be disrespecting Canterbury, they're two games clear of the field.
Yeah.
They're going to win the minor premiership.
That's right.
So you might as well start roster managing now. I like Canterbury's number 9, Jackson Tapine. I think there's a footballer in him. I don't like Jack Hetherington in the starting front row against his old team. You know they're going to niggle
him.
He's
quite a character.
He seems like a champion bloke,
yeah,
but one of the worst white line fever merchants in the game.
If we could bet on it, what price would you back that he gets sin-binned?
Well, this is what I was going to say to Dan. I was going to give you a suggestion to take to Crawls and those at Fox.
Yes.
You know how back in the day, like whether it was a Hayne back or whoever, you'd have the red cam, you could change channel and just watch that player the whole time?
Oh, yeah.
Do that for Jack. He's taken on the old firm.
You know
back,
they're going to niggle him too.
And just have the camera on Hetherington. And if even better, get him mic'd up. That would be unbelievable viewing.
Now, Kyle Flanagan is named at 19, but there is a suggestion he will be back with Jake Averillo. Will Canterbury score a point in this game?
Well, it's just going to bring that up.
I bet the odds, I don't even look. Canterbury scoreless will be like $6. It'll be so low you can't touch it.
Well, they've played 6 teams outside the 8. They kept 3 of them scoreless.
Yeah.
Last 2 times against Canterbury scoreless. Here's a bit of trivia, boys. Who was the last Canterbury Bulldog to score a try against the Panthers? 2019, Jack Cogger.
Well, can you give me a chance to answer?
You weren't going to get that.
I was going to say Jack Cogger. They won 16-8, my memory says.
Yeah, you're right.
My memory, round 20, 2019, was a wet night.
It was overcast.
Yeah, $4.33 they are to not score a point.
You can't.
Yeah,
you can't take that short.
It seems too obvious.
I tell you this, how much to score 6 to jag one?
That's
the bet,
exactly,
I reckon.
Six. Well, look, $4.33.
So. last week, I only saw highlights, so I can't judge it too. But what they did to Souths.
Wow.
And I looked at the stats. You know, Souths had as few errors, 5 errors. It's not as if Souths completely capitulated.
Okay,
they had more tackles in Penrith 20 and more tackles in Penrith half than Penrith had in Souths half. So clearly, Cleary and co. just picked South Sydney apart when they had the chance.
I've never seen a team more ready for a grand final right now.
It's 3 months away.
That's right.
Yeah, but it's 3 months away.
Yeah.
You don't want... I know.
Okay, let me ask you this,
I'm not
boys.
Saying they're peaking too early, but it's injuries. It's a lot of football to be
if
played.
Somebody said to you and said, right, here's $1 million, boys. You can coach anyone here. We've got the final starting this week. You can't have Melbourne. You can't have Penrith. If you win the lot, you win $1 million. Who would you take?
South.
You take South?
I'd take South.
Manly at this time? Would you take Parramatta?
I still don't trust Manly.
Yeah, no, Manly are still too shaky.
You'd take South, would you? If the finals were this week.
It's hard to take them this week off the back of
getting... Yeah.
But hang on, here's what... You need a team that can get hot for 4 weeks, and I think South are that team. That could possibly get hot. Because of your terms, can't have Penrith, can't have Melbourne.
And it's now. Finals of this
That's
week.
That's okay. Yeah. I get you now. But they're the only... Manly Manly's the other team that has the ability because they are the third hottest team in the comp right now, Manly. Yeah. So, yes, you'd probably take Manly. But I would take South. Hey?
Fascinating question.
Yeah.
Fascinating answers. Thank you very much.
All right.
Game of the round.
Hang on. Whoa.
We've spent way too much time on this.
I need a pick. Game. Penrith.
Penrith.
Minus 35 and a half.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
World, it's a world record in rugby league, well, NRL line. I've got to side with the team getting it. And with the fact that they could rest a few.
I can see Penrith actually having an ordinary game here and winning 30-12.
Yeah.
I'm going to take Canterbury at the start.
And what's your guess? How many of those four on the extended bench play?
Oh, I don't know.
What's
Joel,
your guess?
One.
You know what? I'm
almost... Well, hang on. Mitch Kenny for Coruscant.
Well, Coruscant probably needs the footy, so he's playing for a Blues jumper.
Exactly. Rob Jennings. Are you going to take out Staines or To'o? Maybe Toto, but I don't think so.
I'd love to see Cleary and Coruscant pull out last minute, right? Just get a much lower line for yourself, and then just back Penrith even bigger again.
Yes,
because it'll drop. People will get all. You know, they'll shit the bed and they'll want to back Canberra.
Arbitrage. Take the plus and then take the minus.
They win by at least 40 here.
Yeah.
All right, South Parramatta. This is a fascinating game. Two last start losers. South $1.65, Parramatta $2. Oh, geez, that's interesting odds. Parramatta $2.25, and the start is -3.5. I don't know about you, gents. I'm prepared to completely redline Parramatta's loss. I thought they were ready for a game like that where they hadn't been against quality opposition for some time. They had some easy wins.
And Manly were unbelievable.
Manly were incredible. Mm. I was prepared, and you could whether the Bob Fulton factor was something. I think Manly playing that well at the moment.
Mm.
It did. That was an asterisk, but it wasn't the reason. I can't believe they're $2.25. I guess the fact that South have had Parramatta's number may have something to do with it. 3.5, the line. Last time they met, 38-24 in the finals last year.
Huge in for South.
Cam Murray.
Huge.
Yep.
Are we certain he's going to play?
Probably not. But if he does, well, the market suggests that he's going to. Because it has moved. I think this might have been 1.5 Monday before teams.
Do you think if Origin's not getting picked this week, is he playing? Like, is this a rush job to try and make the Blues? Which you're not loving if you're
Or is it a rush job because they're desperate? Desperate at the moment.
Maybe. I think there's a bit of column A, a bit of column B there. Yeah. I fear for... I know Nick Hore is back. I think he's named on the bench. If that right edge of Parramatta was torn to absolute shreds last week by Schuster and Turbo.
Yep.
W.Blake, full stop.
Yes. And Ferg on his outside. Yep. Absolutely diabolical when them two are together. And we all know about it's the most celebrated left edge attack.
You've taken the words out of my mouth.
We're all on the same page. Yep. But here's my fear. Every time this year I've gone against Canterbury's makeshift centre, Barrett has moved Hopewadi to defend on that side. Is there a chance that he's going to change the defence up, Brad Arthur? Opacek's a pretty good defender. Pretty solid. Pretty quiet in that not many tries get scored on that side.
I think
Nick
Corey just slots straight back in there for Blake.
Yeah, you're probably right, actually. Yeah, you're probably right.
But even
can
still,
he handle? He's a lumber.
Well, obviously he's a better defender, but he's a big boy and he's, you know, doesn't have the fastest feet. They're still in for a long night. And we haven't seen that South left really on fire for a while. And I just think Cam Murray back is probably that little bit of punch that they've missed. And certainly Damien Cook has missed because he's just not the player he was. So he needs to find something. I think this is all set up for a bit of a response from Bunnies this week. And I still don't fully rate Parramatta.
Chalk.
I think Reid Marnie has a blinder, gets that maroon jumper. I think they sneak home. This will be a great game. But I do also think Latrell Mitchell, he loves floating on that left-hand side, slamming the ball down just to say, listen, Freddie, I'm here for Blues jumper if you want me on this left centre position, which he starred for the Roosters, that left centre position. I think he runs in that position, slams the ball down, scores a try. So if you're same game multiplayers, I'll take the Eels with a Latrell try.
Okay. And that'll actually be a good bet because
against the tide, it
fattens up. I'm going to take South here. 3.5 to me is it's irrelevant. You're basically picking the winner. So I'm going to pick South to win this game because I think they need the game more, but B, I think that left side can really do some damage, even if Niokora is
there. I'm back in Parramatta by two now. Famous last words. 3.5 is irrelevant. Parramatta
well,
win
no,
by two.
It's irrelevant in picking the result. I know what you're saying. I think this is the anytime try scorer game because South's left edge, but also South's right edge is poor defensively. And that is the Micah Sivo side. I think you can really get some nice, fat, little anytime try scorer bets involving Latrell, involving Gagai. Gagai's always a good price. He's actually scored a few this year. Or no, he's only scored four. What am I talking about? but Micah Sivo has scored 10. So
he loves the big games, Gagai, doesn't he?
Mm. Hopefully they get about 25 for this. If it's a nice night in Sydney, it's a home bush. But anyway, we get to Saturday night, Roosters and Canberra. What sort of Canberra are we going to get? Roosters, $1.25. My God, that's too short. $4. Mm. The Raiders, even with all their dramas with George Williams, they welcome back Jack Whiten. They welcome back Jordan Arapana. Hodson on the bench. Sia Soliola returns. I think he'd been arrested. Well, he's old, so I think they just left him out for a week.
Do you think he said sorry. He... What, I thought the same as
said,
you.
I thought you said he'd been arrested.
Yeah, I thought the same thing.
Cam, don't have that as a plan before the next
He
break.
Had been rested.
Right, yes. Well, it's early in the morning. My voice isn't as crisp as normal. This starts ridiculous, isn't it? 11 so. And a half with a Lachlan Lamb, Sam Walker halves combination. Sam Walker needs a week off desperately. He needs to rest up, and the rigours of first grade are just catching up with a young man, as you would expect. I think he gets a week off next week, so with the bye. But I'm going to take Canberra with the start. Remember, Canberra beat the Roosters last time at the SCG.
When I first looked at this game, I thought I'd be on the exact same script as you. But since, like with Crichton out, Radley out, it's huge. Flip side, Papali'i still out. They do get Whiten and Hodgson back, but not sure if you know, there was a social media post by George Williams that got some traction by the other Canberra player. Yeah, I'm not sure if you're aware, but that did happen during the week. They are completely gone, and when it starts to go against them, they just give up. I could only be on the Roosters here.
No, with Dan, you can't tell me this speech hasn't happened. Righto, boys, anyone else not want to be here? You can go now.
Oh, yeah.
That's happened, hasn't it?
Yeah.
If you don't want to be here, off you go. Otherwise, we're back to work. They'll put up a fight here. I'm on the plus.
Is this a classic Canberra halftime Roosters full-time double game?
Possibly.
Because Canberra, I think, are going to come out with something. And again, another second half fade out. It was, 12-10 against Melbourne last week, 22-0 in the second half. It's incredible the way they just physically capitulate. So let's repeat that. Canberra for me.
And Roosters, I'm with you, Dan.
And you're with Canberra as well. All right, we go to Cronulla versus Gold Coast, the Sunday afternoon game at Cogra.
Coffs Harbour.
Oh, Coffs Harbour, yes, yeah. Coffs Harbour, thank you. Yes. This is the first NRL game there, I believe. Right. There's been City Country.
Yes.
2013, maybe 2006, something like that. But first NRL game. A lot of Tui's challenge. I love the idea of the NRL, by the way, which I think was broached here on SportsBet's podcast early in the year, of effectively a pre-season, not competition, but you actually monetize. Instead of just having them all on NRL.com and KO, you actually put some broadcast behind it and make it a festival.
Like it.
13 days, 16 games. People will watch.
Of course they will.
People will watch. It's extra football. It's February. People are gagging for it. Cam and Suze, can we bring those odds up and Alex, those odds up again, please, for this game? There we go. So Sharks, Outsiders, in Coffs, 2.5. 2.5. David Fifita is back for the Titans, who are giving up the start. Sean Johnson will finally play his 200th. They have won their last five against the Gold Coast, Sean Ormerod. Cronulla has a good record against the Titans.
I found this one really tricky to settle on an angle, but I can't go past for feeder back for Gold Coast. They've been really hard for me to catch this year, Titans, particularly as favourites. Didn't cover last week against the Bulldogs. It was a pretty big line, though, 14.5 or something. Won by 10, I think it was. Sunday afternoon, I think this really suits them far more than it does the Sharkies. Well, I'm still not convinced where their season's at. So I'll be on the Titans at that skinny minus.
Oh, yeah, totally agree. All aboard the Titans here.
with some confidence.
Of course.
I think that's probably the bet.
And maybe throw for feeder in your same game multis. He's going to be like a bull getting out of a cage. Mm. Dan, I hope you agree with me.
They've stunk the Titans. And really, when you think of it, they were terrible against Canterbury, 30-20. Flogged by Penrith. Well, everyone gets flogged by Penrith. They beat the Tigers at Campbelltown. Okay, they were good for most of that game. And then they lost to Brisbane, capitulated in the second half, capitulated against South in the second half. They're a mystery to me, Titans. I've always rated them this year, but I cannot get a handle on it. But I'm with you.
Jaden Campbell on the extended bench.
Yeah, he's been a couple of times this year.
Okay, yeah.
Son of Preston.
Yeah.
I'm going to take Gold Coast. I had Cronulla circled. I'm going to take Gold Coast, but absolutely no confidence.
Interesting.
So Gold Coast for all?
Yeah, Gold Coast for all.
All right. What was the point you were going to make? And I cut you off.
No. I just think Fifita and Tino together and Mo Fodawaker up front, Kevy Proctor, that they just win, don't they? Surely.
Probably.
Surely.
Sunday afternoon, Newcastle versus Turbo.
I thought the last game was tricky. This is impossible to get.
Well, $4 Newcastle at home. There's some fat odds with Kalyn Ponga back. $1.25 for a Seagull side that is welcoming back Curtis Sirenin this week. That's a nice inclusion. Although their second row is Carl Lawton, Sean Kepi. Kepi's more of a middle, and Carl Lawton only just returned to first grade last week. But the start, Joel, you kick us off here, 11.5. That is a hell of a lot of start here. Mm. I have this sneaking suspicion we're going to see the best of Newcastle. Whatever that best is, mightn't be good enough to beat Manly, but I think Newcastle's...
Look at those teams.
You can. I expect Saifidi and Clemmer are going to rip in today.
I'll take the plus, but I've got zero confidence.
Mm. Yeah, it's like that. I was waiting to see that. Yeah, well, the two names on that team sheet, which we did get, Ponga and Bradman Best, that's where all their attack comes from. Ponga has to just sit down and look at what Turbo's done for the Manly team, and he has to just strap them to his back and drag them this week. Because we know he's got the talent, but he's been disappointing when he's been on the field for me. He can carry a team, but he just doesn't do it. 11.5, did we say? It was 12.5 2 days ago. I have to side with them at home, but I'm not confident with the way Manly are going.
I'd switch. If I was the Knights, at times of the game, I'd put Bradman Best in at second row. He doesn't get enough ball.
Mm.
You spoke about South Sydney and Parramatta, that left side.
Mm.
So Manly scored five tries on the left last week of the
Eels,
right? So they love scoring that left-hand side. Schuster's getting a lot more ball to them now. The Knights conceded 5 on their right against the Cowboys. That's just Parker. That's just Brad Parker and Garrick all day.
Yeah.
I'm going to shoot Bambi here. I don't need the theme. I can see Josh Schuster for every 4 great games, he has a shocker with his no-look passes. He's an overconfident kid, which is great. He's what you want.
Desi will have him by the collar this week. If I see one more no-look pass, yep.
All I'm saying is, at this stage of his career, there's a shocker in there very occasionally. Mm. People are laughing at Mark Spud Carroll for having Josh Schuster in the 17 for Origin. I don't know if they're laughing so much now after the performance. I don't think she'll still play Origin, but it's not such a silly idea that the young man has got some serious talent. Gordy on radio called him a lair, so he's going to get the lair out of his game. I thought, I'm not going to argue with Gordy, but that's a big call, lair.
If there's a young kid going into Origin this year, there's no danger that it's Matt Burton. It's not Schuster. Burton's way in front of Schuster, isn't
Schuster
it?
Or Schuster?
Schuster.
That's what I go with.
Yeah, Schuster.
Schuster.
I'm happy with that. Yeah.
Okay. I'm telling you, we need this conference in February where every media organisation meets.
Don't bring up.
The library.
Don't get him started.
What's the library?
About the pronunciation.
Yes.
Yeah, well, it's a no-brainer.
The NRL should organise it.
Go and speak to your family, boys, because this is happening in a month.
Yep.
Once you're locked in, you're locked in. You're not changing halfway through your career.
Done.
Yep.
Done. And everyone's on the same page.
Yep.
All the commentators are
this is the sports.
Yeah.
What are you doing there? You're doing the paper.
Let's go to Garrett Gazza. Gazza's waiting for us patiently.
All right, let's go. Let's do ads.
Come on, Edna. Morning, Edna.
Another Thursday. Same focus, same commitment. What you see on TV comes from elite average work down the driveway. Morning, Edna. So when I want to place a fast and easy same-game multi, I use Sportsbet. More markets, more offers, and bigger odds. I'm Gary Flynn, wheelie bin champion, and I make it look easy with Sportsbet.
All right, let's do some best bets. How do we go with these? I'm in awful form for best bets after a good start to the season. How are you boys going?
I've been on the Burton train most weeks, so that's paying me. Shawnee, how are you going?
Yeah, we found one last week.
Very good. Yeah, excellent. Yeah. In form, Sean Ormerod, you kick us off.
So last week I said 40, I think it was 44.5 at the time of recording, and it went up to 46.5. The total in the Sharkies-Dragons game was the biggest, lowest total that I've ever seen.
Yes.
The lowest total this week on the board right now is 49.5 across the eight games.
Is that the lowest?
That's the lowest.
Yes.
And there's some 50s.
Look at your best bet, which now, is?
Yeah, where I'm going with this, West Tigers-Dragons, it's Friday night. We all know night games tend to under index on scoring, maybe not this year. However, with the outs that the Dragons have got, Dufty, Ravalawa, they have to turn this into a scrappy, low-scoring affair, which is exactly what this game was when they played each other a month ago, whatever it was. On a Sunday 16, afternoon, eight. During the day, there was no points. And I think it's the exact same script as that. And I can't believe how big this number is, even in the current climate of sim bins and six to go.
And I had the exact same thing written. 49.5 is too many for Sean Ormerod. Joel Kane.
Yeah, as I mentioned, I just think Hank Scorpio scores. Brad Parker, what price we got there? 263, if you don't mind. Very, very keen on that.
Does he score
very,
that
very keen on that.
Last week and looked good doing it.
Well, your man Schuster's getting a bit more ball there too.
Yeah,
Turbo's
that's true.
Back.
That's true.
That's a great price.
I tell you what, you got to do this. If you go, if you live in Sydney, or if your team is playing Manly and Tom's playing, go to the game and just there are sets. You just watch Tom. Honestly, it's mesmerising how he decides when to chime in. It's a bit like the old days you'd watch Darren Lockyer. It's that sort of influence to say how he's reading the game. It's a thing of beauty. We called the game Parramatta Manly. And just you'd watch a set where you just keep half an eye on him.
Wow.
And you just knew on tackle four, here's the play. Here it comes. He swept around to the left. Here we go.
It's I love that play, Dan, where his brother goes up to the line and him and Daly both fly around the back.
Yes.
I love that play. Just on Turbo, are we convinced that if there was a 100-metre sprint, he doesn't beat the Fox? Like, could he beat the Fox over 100?
Let's not stretch out his hamstring any more than he needs
but
to.
But you reckon he could?
No.
You don't think the big levers Fox
I want to see him? Jason Saab. I think Jason Saab could beat top dog.
Well, speaking of Shervo, DK Metcalf got to about 10:35, the NFL player.
Yes.
He reckons the Fox could get under 10:50.
Ooh.
If training for it.
That would mean he could almost qualify for an Olympics. Almost, I think.
Fire Australia, probably.
That's what I mean. Like, you've got it. There's a cutoff time. I don't know what that cutoff time is, but he'd get pretty close.
He could do, if he trained for it, yes.
Okay. And your best bet is Brad Parker. Mine, now, on principle, my real best bet is Melbourne to score first, lead at halftime and win, $1.59. That's going to be in all my multis as my fill-up because all you're doing really is betting on Melbourne to score first against Brisbane.
Yeah.
They're $1.12 to win, aren't they? $1.59 to do it. I just like that price, but I don't bet odds on in terms of this best bet. So it's the old faithful Latrell Mitchell, Parramatta's shoddy right side defence, and Mike Acevo to score against South Sydney's shoddy right side defence, $3.75. I'll also be including Dane Gagai in some other multi bets. Right, that's just about it for our podcast for another week. Now, our schedule's going to change up a little, isn't it, over the next few weeks because of Wednesday Origin?
Yes.
Okay, and is next week we're going to be a little earlier?
Next week play on, isn't it?
I think next week's play on, week after. Yeah. Just keep an eye on the socials.
We'll keep you posted.
We'll let you know. You won't miss it.
Keep an eye. Yeah, okay. Very good.
Nice shirts, boys.
That's it.
Well done. Linen shirts, that'll do me.
Say it. Have you said it?
Gamble responsibly, dress responsibly.